You're listening to episode 833. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for being here, for giving yourself this time to sit down and spend a few minutes or even longer meditating. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation every single day on the podcast. And each meditation I customize around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master it. And in today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a soothing meditation to help you experience silence, because our theme this week is pure meditation, and it follows up with last week's theme, which was inner stillness. And you discovered many ways to experience stillness, and I guided you through meditations. Well, this week, I want you to explore your own inner stillness. So I'll be guiding you, but I'd like you to really experience and become comfortable with and familiar with your inner silence. And this is sometimes a little bit more challenging than you think it might be, because you may be thinking that when you sit down to meditate, you should just instantly feel calm. But that's not always the case. In fact, that's often not the case. If you're a longtime meditator, I think you know this already. When you sit down to meditate, allow yourself to transition at your own pace into a place where you feel this inner silence. And don't try to force yourself to be calm or talk yourself into being calm. Allow yourself to unfold to this silence and stillness within yourself. Now, also on Fridays, this is for a Friday's meditation, although you can listen to the meditations in any sequence. You don't need to follow them in any order. I always share on Fridays an herbal tea that can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. And so you'll be guided through a meditation as well as discovering a herb to help you out. Well, I want to also mention that you can find all the meditations and references and resources that I share over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find an invitation to a free private Facebook group that you are invited to join. And it's a group of meditators from around the world. And you can reach out, ask questions, find inspiration. And to join that, you can find that on the website, or you can go to my Facebook page at Sip and Om and just send me a message. That's what a lot of people do, and I will gladly add you to this group. Just say, hello, please add me to the group, and I'll do so. So with your inner stillness meditation, let's talk about the herb for today before you're guided in the meditation. Now, this is an herb that's going to benefit you when you sit down and you want to experience a silence, your inner silence, but you may be feeling a little fidgety or distracted by thoughts. Well, this herb can be an herb to support you. But as always, with any herb or any technique I share, you want to make sure that it's the right one for you. So you might want to check with your physician just to make sure that any herb that I talk about on the podcast won't cause issues with medications you're taking. Of course, don't take the herb if you're pregnant or nursing, and certainly don't give these herbs to children. You always want to make sure you check with your physician. So the herb I'm sharing information with you about today is rhodiola. Now, this may be an exotic herb for you. It's not likely one you'll find in your regular grocery store, and you may or may not find it at a natural food store. You will find it if you go online, and I love mountain rose herbs the best, but you can find this online, and organic, of course, is what I always recommend, and sustainably sourced as well. So really pay attention to what you're sipping, the quality of the herbs that you're sipping. So rhodiola, let me tell you a little bit about this. Normally, I share herbs that you pretty much have easy access to, but sometimes I like to throw in there an exotic herb because it's fun to explore something new. And if you are sitting in silence and really paying attention to how you're feeling and how you're doing and focusing on your own inner stillness, you deserve a reward. So if rhodiola is an herb that for you will be supportive, then I want to tell you a little bit about it. It's an herb that has been popular in Russia for quite a while. In fact, many Russian scientists have long known that this herb, which is native to the higher altitudes in the Arctic areas of Europe and Asia, this herb is very beneficial for helping you to boost your energy and also to help you if you feel a little bit fatigued or maybe a lot fatigued. So we did have a listener from Ismail earlier in the week where I answered a question he had. Well, I only answered one of his questions. I was saving the other question for today because I knew I would offer information on rhodiola. So rhodiola helps you to boost your energy. And Ismail had asked about how to increase his energy, because sometimes when you meditate, you may feel like you are tired or you can't really focus or concentrate. Even though you have all this energy, you don't have that kind of clean, calm energy. So rhodiola will help you, according to different research about this herb. It will help you. So it naturally enhances your nervous system. And there's a Dr. Richard Brown of Columbia University. He stated that the effects of rhodiola on your nervous system are actually pretty remarkable. It enhances the healing properties of one's own nervous system. It helps provide cognitive stimulation and emotional calming, which lead to improvement in cognitive and memory function. And this also helps your overall brain health. Now, I'm reading this from a Life Extension magazine, so I'll link to that in this week's series. But it also helps to boost your physical endurance. So if you get fatigued while exercising, rhodiola can help protect your muscle tissue during exercise. So you want to make sure this is an herb that is going to actually benefit you. And if so, it would be fun to try it. Now, I want to guide you into today's meditation. So go ahead and settle yourself in and get ready to meditate. Straighten your spine. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. And we're going to do something a little different than I normally do. Instead of focusing on the tension, focus on where you're feeling stillness and silence. So as your eyes are closed, keep them slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw and your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your chest and your back. Relax your stomach, allowing it to hang out softly, not sucking it in. This oxygenates your entire body as you breathe more diaphragmatically. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Notice how you feel. See if you can breathe into and expand areas where you feel tension. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Begin to notice your breath. Feel this cool, refreshing air as it enters your nose. Feel the hot air and tension escape as you exhale. Where you're feeling silence. You've been sitting, relaxing your body, noticing your breath. Now notice where you hold silence. You may never have considered this before. Scan your body gently and slowly. Do you hold it in your face, in your hands, in your chest? Where do you notice silence? A sense of deep inner silence. pick three areas where you notice silence within yourself. Focus on this first area. If you don't really feel silence anywhere that you notice, because you may not really know how to notice silence, and that's okay. That's why you're here. And in that case, focus on an area within you, within your body, and visualize silence spreading through that area, seeping into it. So begin with the first area in your body where you want to focus on the silence there, or spread silence in that area as you visualize. Notice how you feel. Now choose another area of your body where you want to send silence, or where you're experiencing it already, and go deeper into that silence. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Finally, choose another area of your body where you go into silence easily, or choose an area where you'd like to send silence to this part of you. Inhale and exhale through your nose, jaw, shoulders, stomach are relaxed. Eyes are gently uplifted. Now continue exploring your own inner silence, becoming familiar with it, becoming comfortable with it, enjoying it. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.